This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 1st, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Programming note, Brother Nathaniel rescheduled till next week. Brother Nathaniel will be on February 8th, second hour. So we may have a little longer time next hour to take phone calls. I know a lot of times we get jammed up with the phone calls, and I try earnestly to give everyone time to speak their piece, but it gets short at the end, so we may have a little bit more of a expanded time next hour. We'll see how everything shakes out. Here in just a few minutes, I'm going to give you a what I can of a Franklin, North Carolina update. The reason I'm not doing it immediately when I first come on is a lot of people tune in 5 or 8 minutes late. I know, trust me, I know a lot of people out there want to get some information. I'm going to do for you what I can here just shortly. Got quite a bit of news and information to cover. I've only got one clip that I want to play today, which is unusual. Natural News website, at least from my end, was down some this week. They've actually got a virus counter on there. We're going to talk about that here shortly. I'm going to start with the shampeachment. I'm not going to spend much time on this because I know everyone does. It's talked to death on talk radio. But I just wanted to say, this past week, I tuned in when I could, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Sometimes it was the Republicrats. Sometimes it was the lawyers for the president, sometimes it was the Democrats, then sometimes it was the Republican lawyers for the president, and it was just amazing. I mean, once again, I've said this, if I thought Donald Trump had done something wrong here, I'd be the first to say so, but this is really weak and flimsy. But the ability for Adam Schiff to be able to twist and manipulate and lie two times this week, much to my surprise, they actually played the clip. I saw it two times played in the Senate chamber on however many people were watching. They said the ratings were way down, but two times they played the clip of Joe Biden saying, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you're not going to get the $1 billion. And son of a bleep, they called me back. 6 hours later, they played that clip. I'm doing a poor job summarizing that, but I played it on here back in, I don't know, November probably. Which, oddly enough, that little piece of video is a lot harder to find on YouTube than it used to be. I will tell you that much. You used to could look for that. You'd find the 30-second version. Not so anymore. But anyway, they did play that twice. So it looks like this sad story is winding down. Breitbart: Senate votes down extra impeachment witnesses, paves way for Trump acquittal. The Senate on Friday voted down a motion to allow for additional witnesses to testify as part of a upper chamber's impeachment trial, all but ensuring a quick acquittal of President Donald Trump. The 51-49 vote thwarted Democrats' ongoing effort to hear from current and former Trump administration officials, such as Acting White House Chief of Counsel Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Well, everybody that listens to this show is in agreement with this. I mean, you'd be a complete fool to even hire John Bolton to start with, but whatever. None of this really matters that much to me. I don't care if they impeach Donald Trump. I don't think it's justified. But whatever will enrage the people the most, that's what I'm looking for. And this whole sad circus has enraged the people quite a bit, just like the sad circus of the Virginia legislature, which we hopefully will get to a little later in the broadcast because they're still at it. So anyway, we'll see how the vote shakes out next week. Mitt Romney voted for more witnesses, of course, but whatever. It's just political theater to the max. And all of the while, hopefully we'll get into this a little later too, this past week, one of the big stories that got no really mention at all in the news was that Donald Trump had unveiled his peace plan with Israel and the Palestinians, which looks like to me it's just completely horrible. I wouldn't expect it to be any other way, though. But that got no traction at all. And I've got a clip we're going to be playing sometime later this hour with regard that Tucker Carlson put out about news that's not been reported in the news this past week. It's almost like jaw dropper. This stuff that he was reporting, I never even saw. And I think I'm somewhat a pretty good sleuth on finding news stories and information that's not reported a lot. So with that said, we will leave the political shenanigans in Washington, D.C. Right there. And again, we'll get to the Middle East peace plan, which looks... I wouldn't expect it to be any other way. Isn't it interesting that in Washington, D.C., you got all these Jews like Adam Schiff and Nadler, you know, they're working hard to impeach the president. During all those hearings, you had Sondland, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, Daniel Goldman, Schiff, I already mentioned, Yovanovitch, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, the former ambassador to the Ukraine, even the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, the Lev Parvu that they keep talking about that released the video this week, Elliot Engel, the whole impeachment process is full of Jews. And then at the same time, the president's doing everything he possibly can for Israel. I've got the story. Hopefully we'll be getting to it where the Jerusalem Post said this was the greatest gift ever from any United States president, this peace plan. So, well, we'll get to all of that and more, I promise. So I'm going to go ahead right here and do the best I can to update you on Frank. And the reason I say best I can is I'm not in the loop on his, medical condition. I can't talk to the doctors, and I'm not getting reports from the family. So with that said, I went down, me and my wife, last Saturday, and we saw Frank. And you heard the phone call. You heard what he said had happened to him in the broadcast. I would say he looked as good as could be expected with what has happened. We took him some colloidal silver, some earbuds, some flowers, a card. We spent maybe 45 minutes with him. There's been several hosts that's reached out to me. Steve O'Brien, Steve Elkins from RBN. Some were requesting addresses to send cards. I ran that by Frank. He preferred not. So I obviously in good conscience can't go against his wishes, so I can't give out an address. I understand Andrew Carrington Hitchcock dedicated a show earlier in the week to Frank. Fetch Inside the Eye, he's been in touch with Frank. Mike in South Carolina, he's been kind of the go-to guy getting the information, because if you're texting Frank, you really should stop or really, really slow that down, because I haven't talked to him since Wednesday, just because it's just not a situation where he needs to be spending a lot of time trying to talk on the phone. Okay. So I can't give you a whole lot of information because the family's not relaying to me what's happening with the medical process. I don't know exactly what's going to be happening going forward. But all I can tell you is if you heard the phone call last week, you heard what he said his condition was, and I will keep everyone informed the best I can. I can tell you this much. All this week, I got emails. Just heard the archive. If John Statmiller ever wonders if people listen to the archives, this past week they certainly proved they do mine, because I know Saturday morning is not convenient for everyone. They listen to the archives, and there's been an overwhelming amount of concern from the RBN audience about Frank, and I want to thank each and every one of you that has emailed, that has reached out. I know people want to do more. I know people's frustrated they can't get more involved. You know, I don't know what to tell you. The situation is what it is, and I'm telling you to the best of my knowledge, everything that I can. So with that said, I don't know what more I can add. I'm going to try to stay in touch, maybe go back down there again soon, and see for myself. The RBN audience, in a lot of ways, it's like a family. It's a unique situation here at RBN. And you know, having never met Frank till last Saturday, which is complete shame on me. It's interesting how involved you can get with someone that you never known, or how much maybe they really mean just calling in and sharing their opinion, their perspective for years on this broadcast and many, many broadcasts all across RBN and other networks for sure. So I don't know, you know, what more I can say. I know people want more information, but if you listen to the broadcast last week, I understand Andrew Carrington Hitchcock rebroadcast that, maybe others too. I know there's a lot of concern, but I don't know what direction this is going to go. So, you know, you feel free to email me. There's not a lot more I can tell you than what I just did, but as more information comes available that I can share, I certainly will. And, you know, I certainly wish the day returns when Frank can call in and say the things and share the perspective that we've all grown to expect, love, and enjoy over the years. So we'll have to leave that one right there. All right. Last week we did a whole big segment on the coronavirus. Natural News, again, has a kind of a continual rundown on their header. Natural News has been under a lot of attack in the last 2 weeks. The AP ran the story this week. The World Health Organization declares the outbreak sparked by a new virus in China that has spread to more than a dozen countries is a global emergency Thursday after the number of cases spiked more than tenfold in a week. The UN Health Agency defines the international emergency as an extraordinary event that constitutes a risk to other countries and requires a coordinated international response. China first informed WHO about the cases of the new virus in late December. To date, China has reported more than 7,800 cases, including 170 deaths. All that's low. It's changed in the last few days. 18 other countries have since reported cases. A scientist race to understand how exactly the virus is spreading and how severe it is. Now, there is a lot of various reporting out there on this one. You can Jeff Rentz has been interviewing people every night this week. A lot of information on Rentz.com, a lot of information on naturalnews.com. But just to give you an idea, this is some of the headlines right now. 21 Chicago citizens under investigation. Coming in from InfoWars. Global run on virus mask. Europe with no supply. WHO declares virus emergency? We just read that. Cases surge 3,000%. Drudge Report. China secretly burning bodies. Drudge Report. CDC admits test may fail. We're talking about the test that to see if you have the virus. Army of drones spraying disinfectant in China. I saw the pictures of that. Looks like something out of some sort of post-apocalyptic B movie. Airlines suspend flights to China. Largest quarantine since the 1950s. Rinse is reporting that there's 11,791 confirmed infected in China. So I don't know. I mean, this could go any kind of way. I'm not sounding the mega alarm, although it looks like it does have a lot of potential. I mean, this one where it's got a where you can be sick for 2 weeks without showing any really signs of it while spreading it. I don't know. I mean, who knows? It puts me in mind of like the Georgia Guidestones, which I've visited, which is an odd story because I'd rode right by it. I used to pick up monuments for a monument company when I was in high school in Elberton, Georgia. I rode right by that. And it's up on a hill. I mean, if you're not looking over there, you maybe would miss it. I couldn't believe it when I got to looking into it years later. And I was like, I believe that's that road I drove every time I picked up those monuments. And lo and behold, it was. And I went back down there and took a look at them. And of course, you know, if you, everybody in this audience has probably read what the Georgia Guidestone says, what a population of 500 million. So you'd have to eliminate, what, 7.5 billion, which is, what is that, Bill Gates' wet dream come true. So I don't know. We'll just have to see where this one goes. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, it's got the potential. We've all thought it would come sooner or later. But, you know, back in 2009 under Bum, when we had the flu pandemic, what was it, H1N1, I believe it was, and they declared a flu pandemic, and I was calling local hospitals from a local radio station on air asking, you know, how many people they had with the flu. And of course, they were saying it was not a pandemic. You know, we went through that in 2009. It's a very odd story, I thought, under Barry Satoro's presidency. But anyway, I guess on this one, we'll all just sit back and see what happens as it moves forward. It may well all just fizzle out. Who knows? Or maybe it'll be the pandemic. I did rent the movie Outbreak this past week. And it was pretty interesting, especially in light of watching all of this unfold simultaneously. And I couldn't tell you how many movies is there like that. Probably hundreds, literally. But anyway, that's one that comes to mind. Mike had mentioned that one too, and he got me interested in watching it. Dustin Hoffman. Also, I just had to do the story because it's on Drudge right now, and I thought it was pretty odd happening along with the coronavirus. Herpes infected monkeys spreading across U.S. after escaping from park. Yeah, you can't make this kind of stuff up, can you? Herpes infected monkeys are spreading across the U.S. after escaping from a national park. Silver Spring State Park in Florida has long been home to a large troop of STD carrying rhesus. Oh, I'm going to butcher that. So it's the monkeys native to South and Southeast Asia. However, sightings are becoming more frequent hundreds of miles from the park, U.S. media reports. They've been spotted in St. John's, St. Augustine, Elkton, in Northeast Florida. A survey conducted in 2018 found there were around 300 monkeys in the group. 25% carry herpes B. Though extremely rare in humans, it can cause brain damage and death if not treated. What a country we live in. You know, it's just amazing. Just amazing sometimes the news that you see in the news. And I'm not going to spend much time on this. In fact, I'm actually just putting this in here as a little bit of filler because I want to lead off after the break. We're coming up on the break in about 3 minutes with another story. But I don't know if you've been following the Weinstein case, which is back in the news. And, of course, I watched the NBC Nightly News with Lester Cuckholt last night, and he didn't cover this. Oh, well, he covered it, but he sure did gloss it over. If you go look into what's been coming out in the Weinstein hearings, some pretty graphic information, to say the least. Now, you know, he had hired Black Cube to come over here, former Israeli Mossad agents, to intimidate the witnesses. No. Mainstream media didn't do any reporting on that one either. I mean, in any other situation, that would be completely not tolerated. But because of what we know about who these people are and the power that they yield, then they can get by with hiring former Mossad agents to come over and intimidate witnesses in a criminal prosecution case like Harvey Weinstein. But anyway, And I don't know any of these women, the movies they're in or whatever, I guess I don't watch. Weinstein movies were horrible anyway, in testimony yesterday, she was saying that he said stuff to her like, how do you like my big fat Jewish blank? I'll leave it blank for, I like to keep a family oriented show here. And also, she said in testimony yesterday that Weinstein did not have any testicles. Yeah, that was in the story. They said that when she said that, he just put his head in his hands and just shook his head. So, I mean, that is just the tip of the iceberg. The rest of it's so graphic and so just unfamily friendly, so I don't want to report on it here. It'll be interesting. You know, he's walking with the walker. He's putting on the whole charade now that all of this has come out. He acts like he's totally in shock that he would ever be hauled into court for these types of crimes. I thought he would have already joined Epstein in Haifa, then the world would say they can't find him. Harvey Weinstein disappeared. Or maybe they'll hoax off his suicide. You know, that would probably be just as well. All right, when we come back, I've got some news that was not in the news. That is some real news. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair and back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part.
And, you know, we really heavily criticize the mainstream media constantly, and they certainly deserve it because I think more people are able to see through the complete biased narrative that they constantly browbeat the American people with. But this story right here, no mainstream media that I saw carried this story as far as on television. We see a few websites, and actually I was digging deep into Breitbart when I saw this story. Now listen to this. This would be news. This is news. But you see, obviously, the mainstream media in America don't want the American people to even know that this is happening. Anti-Macron firefighters violently clashed with police in Paris. While protesting for better pay, staff increases, and protection from violent attacks. Yeah, you heard that right. Several thousand firefighters from across France took to the streets of Paris Tuesday. That's this past Tuesday, and I'm telling you, video of this is is really interesting. Calling for the right to retire at 57, an increase in their fire bonuses to be equivalent to that of the police, an increase in staff, and to solidify measures to protect firefighters from attacks, which have been rising over the past year. And I'm certain everyone in this audience realizes why that would be on the rise. It is the it is all because of the policies of the globalist puppet Zionist shill Macron. The firefighters came dressed in their fire gear and helmets, with some even symbolically setting themselves on fire in protest. Yeah, you were hearing this right. The demonstrations, which began peacefully, took a turn for the worst when approximately 50 firefighters began launching fireworks and other projectiles at the police, who responded by firing tear gas at the public servants, according to Lee Parisson. So here in France, after I've been reporting on the shutdown of all of their trains and buses, their transportation shutdown, they've had to close the Eiffel Tower. You saw the videos where it's just like an encampment in Paris, a refugee encampment. We've reported here for well over a year on the Yellow Vest protests. None of this. NBC Nightly News reported on the Yellow Vest protests December before last, one time when it started. Now, yeah, I do occasionally miss NBC Nightly News, but for the most part, in the average week, I probably see it 4 out of 5 times. Okay, because that's how I kind of gauge what the NBC Nightly News is leaving out purposely by omission. They omit reporting that would be of interest, and I'm not saying that this is jaw-dropping news here, but when the police are fighting the firefighters in the streets with fireworks and tear gas in Gay Paris, I believe that's news. You know, they would certainly be showing it if it was happening in Russia. They would certainly be showing it if it was happening in Iran. They would certainly be showing it if it was happening in North Korea. But since it's happening in Gay Paris, well, nary a word. The demonstrations, let's see, firefighters also attempted to break through barricades set up around the Ring Road, leading to fighting between the police and the protesters, three of whom were arrested. Police were also filmed firing water cannons against the firefighters. Now, if anyone's missed some of what I've reported on this, the Zionist globalist puppet Macron is wanting to raise the retirement age. And, you know, if you joined up being a firefighter 20 years ago or what have you, and you're told you can retire at 57 if you play by the rules and do your job, well, who's interested in the government coming along and saying, hey, we've took on this mass invasion of these immigrants. You know, we've got all these no-go zones now. You know, we're getting acid thrown in our face. We got mayhem in the streets. We need the people to work better so that we can keep up this gigantic welfare state that we've inundated you with. That's really what the bottom line to all of this is. So these people are taking to the streets. France is in a slow ride to civil war, it looks like, because it's not getting better. I'm not sure when the elections are in France. Marine Le Pen, the leader of the right populist party, RNR, blamed President Emmanuel Macron for the desperate images of violence in the streets. Emmanuel Macron, who managed to throw our police against our firefighters, should reflect on the immense responsibility which is his in the deep disunity of our country, she wrote. The protest on Tuesday was the second national firefighters demonstration in less than 4 months in the Capitol, where after unions mobilized last summer to demand better treatment, firefighters in France have increasingly become a target of violence in the ongoing wave of anti-government actions taken against President Macron's pension reforms. Antifa-style groups have targeted firefighters with firebombs and Molotov cocktails. Cocktails, the very firefighters that the nation populated. Unfreaking believable. Revolution is ripe in the world. Coming up on a break back in moments.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
We're in the studio running down the news of the week. I wanted to put right here, support RBN. If you enjoy this broadcast, other broadcasts on RBN, I don't ask for any donations. Support RBN, the work of John Stattmiller, the great staff. Ken on Saturday doing a great job running the board for us here. Sometimes I make it a little tough on him today. I'm making it a little bit easy. Ken also says Wuhan was the first city to implement full 5G coverage starting on October 31st, related to the illness question mark. Apparently there is a video on InfoWars discussing this. I saw that. That's interesting. In Wuhan, where they've got their biochemical laboratory, I mean, all of it just plays well for conspiracy theorists, for sure. But remember, we are conspiracy factualists. And everyone's a reality theorist. It wouldn't be any problem at all for me to believe that this is all being done by design. It wouldn't be any problem at all for me to believe that this whole political theater that we're seeing in Washington, D.C. is all being done by design as well. Because it is amazing, the news that is omitted from... And see, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir here because you guys are like, well, yeah, but, you know, I know that that's going on. Yeah, you might have heard Steve Elkins, or you might have heard Robert Raybould or John Stadtmuller, or you might have looked into it and found it out for yourself. A lot of you do. But it's these normies out here. You talk to these normies back in December when me and my wife were talking to people about what was happening in Virginia. It was amazing. No one knew. No one knew. You got over into January, I guess, you know, social media. It finally hit social media. I'm not a Facebooker, so I don't know. And people became aware. But there's so much information that is going unreported. I tell you what, right here will be a great place to play the report that Tucker Carlson did about the news that was not reported because everybody's watching the hearsay hearings or the shampeachment hoax. So here we go. Tucker Carlson earlier in the week, about 5 minutes, then we'll get back on the news. Play video one, please, Ken.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. If you've been watching this channel, we hope you have been. You know the president is rallying his supporters tonight in southern New Jersey. It's going on right now. In fact, it's on the screen. His supporters started lining up Sunday afternoon just to get inside. We're monitoring what the president's talking about. News may occur, likely will, and we'll have highlights for you just ahead. One thing the president is almost certain to weigh in on tonight is the ongoing Senate impeachment trial, which continues to drag on like a head cold, history's most intensely covered head cold. As of tonight, impeachment has received many times the news coverage of everything else that's happened in the past couple of weeks combined. In America's newsroom, impeachment is all that matters, and that should tell you something. In fact, it ought to make you suspicious. The world is changing incredibly fast out there, and it's fascinating and ominous and worth covering. But by and large, the media are all but ignoring it. Why are they doing that? Well, consider the stories they're downplaying in favor of a protracted government hearing whose ending we already know. For starters, at this very moment, a serious viral outbreak is spreading across China, the world's biggest country. In just a matter of weeks, this new strain of coronavirus has generated almost as many new cases as SARS did. Remember SARS? As SARS did in 3 full months. So 2 weeks versus 3 months. More than 100 people have died so far, and that's just the official total. The real number likely higher than that. Hong Kong has closed its borders with mainland China. But as of tonight, for reasons that are not at all clear, planes are still landing in this country from Chinese cities. So by any objective standard, that is the biggest story of the day, maybe of the moment, a potential pandemic rising from Asia. But that's not all that is happening outside impeachment world. According to a new CDC report, the suicide rate in this country has risen by an astounding 40% over the past 17 years. Last year alone, an additional 16,000 Americans killed themselves compared to the rate from 17 years ago. You likely know one of them. Most people do know one of them. To put it in perspective, that's more deaths than the entire Iraq and the entire Afghan war combined. And the hardest hit sector of the population, you won't be surprised to learn, was blue-collar workers. It's the same group being crushed by wage stagnation, unemployment, and the opioid epidemic. And being crushed, above all, by the loathing and the contempt our ruling class so clearly feels for them. Why are they dying? Neglect is one of the main causes. More on that later in the show. Meanwhile, as if that weren't enough, all of that, a well-known Harvard University professor turns out to be a Chinese spy, for real. Charles Lieber, chair of Harvard's chemistry department, was arrested today for concealing millions of dollars in payments from the Chinese government and then hiding his involvement in a Chinese program to acquire foreign technology and expertise. If those allegations against Lieber are true, he betrayed this country to assist our most dangerous enemy, and he wasn't alone. Authorities have also charged, while you were watching impeachment, a Boston University grad student who apparently was secretly serving as a lieutenant in the People's Liberation Army, forwarded her research from this country straight to Beijing. That researcher is already back in China, so she'll likely never be punished for what she did. But yet another researcher, here on a visa sponsored by, yes, Harvard, was just caught trying to smuggle 21 vials of biological material out of Logan Airport in Boston. This is all happening right now. Remember when America was shocked when the Rosenbergs were caught stealing secrets and sending them to the Soviets? They went to the electric chair for that. Well, today, Chinese spies are so common in our colleges and in our government here in Washington, they would barely even notice them. It doesn't even rate a story on page one. So there you have it. Three news stories, each more compelling and more inherently than important than the impeachment farce we've endured for a week and a half. What do these stories have in common? Well, each one points up the selfish incompetence of the people in charge. And maybe that's why the media don't want to talk about them, because their job is to protect the people in charge. And by the way, here's one more story they're not telling you about in any detail. The growing chaos within the Democratic Party. With the first votes of the 2020 race less than a week from now, things are falling apart. Bernie Sanders is all of a sudden poised to win the first three contests in a row. Historically, that has been a guarantee of a presidential nomination. Now, Bernie's rise has been happening for months now, but like every major new development in the world, it's been slow to dawn on official Washington, which has been wholly engaged in the emotionally satisfying ritual of hating Donald Trump. But now Bernie has arrived, and he's impossible to ignore. The Democratic establishment is waking up to a nightmare, and they're horrified. No Democrat in Washington really believes Joe Biden is a strong candidate, no matter what they tell you. Talk to them privately. Talk to anyone who knows him, and they'll admit Joe Biden shouldn't even be running, or for that matter, driving. Everyone agrees it's sad to watch it. Their solution, their designated savior, is finance mogul Michael Bloomberg. So an elderly white male billionaire riding to the rescue of a party that, as a matter of official policy, hates white male billionaires. Doesn't sound likely, does it? If this were a movie script, they'd be laughed out of the pitch meeting. Come on, no one will believe it. But this is Washington, where purportedly smart people convince themselves of all kinds of unlikely things and then go with it. So Bloomberg is the candidate they're backing, for now anyway. Oh, but please, let's stop talking about depressing topics like Chinese spying, global pandemics, and the imminent rise of socialism in our country. Let's get back to something we can handle, something small and fun like John Bolton's catty new book. Good old John Bolton. They hated him once on cable television. Now here's their hero. Why? Why do they love John Bolton? Because his book and the sideshow it represents makes it possible for the rest of us to ignore their failures. But it's still interesting.
All right, Ken, we can cut that right there. That may be the end of it. I'm not sure, but we can cut that right there. And yes, I caught it. Even Tucker Carlson has to toe the party line and be the gatekeeper, doesn't he? You know, I don't trust any of these. Just because I play Tucker Carlson occasionally does not mean that I'm that big of a Tucker Carlson fan, because he just, a lot of great information there. That's why I played it, because I didn't know some of the, all these Chinese spy stories that none of our media is reporting. But then at the end, he proved that he has to be the gatekeeper for Fox News, just like all the rest of them. Rush Limbaugh would never tell you what I just told you about all those witnesses and the hearsay hearings. He said, Michael Bloomberg, a white male billionaire representing a party that hates white male billionaires. Well, you see, all of you know why I'm saying this. Every single one of you know why I said that in the RBN audience. But to the normies out there, that'll go right over their head. They will believe that Bloomberg is a white male billionaire. But no, he's not. He is a Jewish billionaire, and it couldn't be more obvious. But anyway, I just wanted to let everyone know I got that. Okay, I saw that, I heard that too, and it just goes to prove they're all in it. They've all got the talking points. They've all got the memo. This the ruling class that rules and owns the government, owns our politicians. Those are the ones we are not allowed to expose. And Tucker Carlson just proved it again right there. Now, I wanted to get this in quickly. This is the Jerusalem Post. Listen to this. Listen to this, and I'll give you an update. Mainstream media has not covered this at all this past week because they're fixated on the shampeachment. Peace plan is the biggest diplomatic gift the U.S. ever gave Israel. The Jerusalem Post, that's the headline. The deal of the century is the biggest diplomatic gift an American administration has ever given to the Jewish state since its founding. Contrast that with what, you know, we've seen happening in the impeachment hearings, which is a judicata coined by Patrick Slattery. Even without reading its contents, one could see during the unveiling at the White House on Tuesday that this plan was orchestrated in tight cooperation with Israel. President Donald Trump's gestures and comments during the announcement said it all. This is a pro-Israel plan. Again, this is the Jerusalem Post. And Israelis received the gift with open hands. The right appreciated the fact that Israel does not have to uproot the settlements. The left was satisfied that once again peace is on the nation's agenda. And both sides were satisfied by the response of the Arab world, which by large called on the Palestinians to consider the plan as a basis for negotiations. However, The lights were shut in the East Room. Doubts started to flow, alongside questions about the definition of the Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem and the tunnel connecting the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Some serious questions also came up on border sections. According to the plan, Israel will compensate the Palestinians for every inch in order to keep the West Bank settlements. Land swaps provided by the State of Israel could include both populated and unpopulated areas. The plan reads a reference to Arab towns and cities located in the northern and southern triangles and Wadi Athari areas stretching along the Rosh to the lower Galilee. Well, you get the gist of what I'm saying there. Now you go over to RT.com. The Palestinian Authority is cutting all ties with the U.S. and Israel. President Mahmoud Abbas announced during a furious speech at the Arab League emergency session on the so-called deal of the century, proposed by Donald Trump. The Arab League convened on Saturday in Egypt's capital, Cairo, to discuss the plan unveiled this week by the U.S. president, which would see Israeli annexation of much of the occupied Palestinian land that remains. The deal was touted as a realistic roadmap to resolve the Arab-Israeli conflict, but the Palestinians and their allies reject it. The Arab League convened on Saturday. Okay, it looks like it's just repeating itself. I don't know, maybe they copy and pasted too much. But anyway, you get what I'm saying there. And, you know, anyone, including Donald Trump or anyone in the administration or anyone that's just a complete fool, to believe that Israel ever wants peace with the Palestinians. Israel wants all the land, and they won't be satisfied until they have all the land. And if you look at the maps from 1948 to 1967 to 2020, you can see that they're getting all the land. You know, I've had this argument with some friends of mine, and I've kind of won them over to the fact that they don't want peace. They want the elimination of the Palestinians, period. And that's what this is moving to. So, I mean, I've not studied this peace plan in detail and gone through it with a fine-tooth comb because I don't have to. I already know what it is. The summary of what I just told you explains it pretty much verbatim. And it's a terrible plan, and you know it is totally one-sided against the Palestinians, and I wouldn't expect it to be anything else but. That's got very little reporting this past week. A lot of people don't even know that's been going on because I didn't see it any on World News or anything like that. You might find it down on Drudge or what was RT.com was one of the sources on that, and the peace plan source was Breitbart. So, okay, there you have it. Also, Tony in Chicago, or I guess Tony formerly of Chicago, I got your email about Art Jones. I'll see if I can work on lining that up. Also, rumor has it that Tony made it on to the Rush Limbaugh show when Mark Stein was filling in. So I wasn't able to hear that whenever that happened, but it must have been something because Mark Stein was talking about it days later, if it is our very own Tony, formerly of Chicago. Now, what have I been telling you? Where are you going to be living? You know where you're going to be living. First, it was an unexpected appearance at President Donald Trump's impeachment hearings, and now it is a barrier-breaking debut during one of this year's most watched sporting events. What would that be? That would be tomorrow night's Super Bowl. You know, I didn't even know until a couple of days ago when the Super Bowl was and who was playing in it. That's how much I've kept up with that this year. This year, for the first time, drag queens will appear in the Super Bowl advertisements. RuPaul's Drag Race alumni Kim Chi and Ms. Cracker will make history in a commercial for Humus brand Sabra during the football championship game February 2nd when the Kansas City Chiefs will face off with the San Francisco 49ers. If you didn't know, now you do. In the teaser for the ad campaign, which the New York-based company posted on its YouTube channel last week, Ms. Cracker clumsily attempts to put a football helmet over her sizable wig. Well, we don't really care what's going to happen in the filth line, do we? I told you, where are you going to live? In an all-day gay pride parade is where you're going to live. And they're taking you there with gasoline drawers on. It's going to be in everything. I saw a medicine, and I don't know, it might have been Discovery. You know, all these medicines have all these weird names now, like they've ran out of regular words or whatever. I think it was Discovery. I'm not even sure what it does. I had it on mute when I first realized this thing's full of homosexuals and drag queens. What are they doing here? And it has something to do, I think, with preventing AIDS or STDs or something. I turned the volume up toward the end. But it was just one homosexual couple after another, then a drag queen from hell, then some more homosexuals and lesbians, and then a drag queen from hell. Sodom and Gomorrah is on your television now. We're there, people. We still got a ways to go. I guess I don't know if you ever hit the complete bottom of super filth degeneracy where they want to take us. We're too pedophilia. Bestiality's around the corner, and we're moving pretty fast. But these television commercials, these TV shows, these soap operas, all of this is to propagandize. I've said this 1,000 times. Propagandize the public to accept this degeneracy and immorality as the new normal, as acceptable, as justified and glorified. And that's why you get more of it. That's why you get more of it. That's why, you know, I'm reporting a couple of weeks ago, they're making schools just for the transgender. Unbelievable. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Major Parents in the studio running down the insane news of the week. And it really makes you wonder, you know, we talked about 2020 was going to be the roller coaster. So far, January has proven to be so far. And, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the Project Veritas release, which mainstream media said nary a word other than, you know, maybe Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, that type thing. But really, we've been told exactly. It was on CNN this past week. I hadn't had time to really slow down and watch the whole thing, but where Don Lemon, the dumbest man in the news broadcasting business, they were mocking Trump supporters, calling them boomer rubes and whatnot, I believe was the story. This is what they actually think of. It's not so much just Trump supporters, but people out here that want to secure the borders, don't want mass immigration, don't like homosexuality rammed down your throat, wants the government out of our business, wants to be left alone with our Second Amendment rights, that see the contrast. You know, I was looking at a movie this past week. It was about Ted Bundy and the murder spree in 1974. And they were showing a lot of parks, and they were just showing a lot of pictures of, apparently, before he ever was a suspect, his picture was took a lot. They had a lot of video and just pictures of him, but whatever. But you just looked at the parks, and you looked at the colleges where he was at in these, and what America looked like then. And, of course, we're talking about the demographic changes. Demographics is destiny. Demographics is destiny. And you think back to a time gone by. And now, for me personally here, I go and look at the Charlotte news, Charlotte websites, murder, mayhem. It is just nonstop. Society has been transformed, unfortunately, in all the wrong directions by the people that actually yield power, those that control the media. I mean, look at the political action committees that put these people in office. Virginia is a perfect example of what's just happened. Next hour, I'm going to do news to the first break because I got a couple of stories I really want to get in. Then we will take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast and may open them up just a little before that, because I've got a story here about George Soros and these and the like that are controlling so much of the electoral process. I mean, George Soros should be arrested for domestic terrorism for his support of Antifa and other groups, much less this ability to come in and not even live in the state and donate vast amounts of money to get certain people elected. Money is free speech, according to the Supreme Court, but your free speech is limited to, what, $2,700 you can give to a candidate? So they make these elections actually an auction to the highest bidder. And then people sit back and wonder, well, why do we have these career politicians, you know, that get up there and never go home? During these proceedings, we've seen old pictures of Nadler and Biden and even Schiff. I didn't know Schiff, I guess, been there 15, 18, 20 years. I don't know, a long time. These career politicians, and it's because the way the system is set up, the system is rigged from the foundation with the amount of money that people can give in to buy the elections and then subvert the will of the constituents. It's just that simple. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture.
Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.